Freddie Pusey, southwest intersection of Road 515 and Road 501. A special use exception to place a second manufactured home.
Your name and address for the record?
Freddie Pusey, at 8776 Bankers Road, Lawndale.
Okay, and do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes. Good evening. I'm Freddie Pusey. I got a permits for two trailers in the 70s. In the 90s, one of them burned, and I didn't replace it. This spring, I gave a lot to my daughter on Susan Beach Road that had a trailer on it. So I proposed to move that trailer over to Bacon's Road. I came to Georgetown to the Planning and Zoning Office. The lady told me the laws had changed. I needed to check with Demarec. So she gave me the number. I talked to Demarec. She checked and she said that I would need another septic system put in. So I had the lot perk test sent to Demarec. They sent it back to the engineer and all. So finally in August, Brent Nichols installed the septic system. Had to be a mound system. I came back to get the permit to move the trailer, and the girls in the office told me the laws had changed the 1st of July, and I had to have somebody come in and pour piers and set the trailer in. They had to be poured before the trailer was put in.
Mm-hmm.
But I would need somebody with a license to move the trailer. So I went back, found somebody to give me an estimate on moving the trailer and setting the piers. I went back to planning and zoning and told them that with my papers and told them that Bob Speed Shop was going to set the trailer. The girl come out of the back, said Bob Speed Shop is not licensed to do it, and it'll be 3 more months before he is. So I went back home again and got hold of Carver and Pearson. They gave me the estimate, their license number. I come back to planning and zoning with all my papers. The girl went in the back and come back and said, you're not allowed to put a trailer there after $18,000. So I asked her why. She said, well, you should have received a letter or something saying you couldn't put the trailer back after 2 years. But I never did. That was the first time I've ever heard that I could not replace the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a septic system of nearly $18,000 sitting there and not able to hook nothing up.
What was the first delay about the July 1 and the rule change?
First delay when I went back after the septic was put in. The first time I went back was in August, and the girls told me the laws changed the 1st of July.
Okay, but let's back up just a moment. Were you waiting on Mr. Nichols to put the septic in?
It was already in.
When was the septic installed? When was the septic installed?
I got the papers right here. I think it was the first part of August.
But you said, okay, all right. So from your initial request, then you had Mr. Nichols put the septic system in, and it was in August, and that's when you came back in to get your placement permit?
Yes.
And that's when she told you that the law had changed in July?
Yes.
Okay, I'm up to speed now. Thank you.
Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Oh. Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,116. I don't believe that it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,116. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.